been brought to my attention that neither Aaron Moore nor Tory Island has a roster in place due to the fact that the vast majority of them and the islands are volunteers. I think that the approach both the state and the council has taken here in relation to the fire service on both them islands are slightly discriminating. If you look at the mainland, the staff are on retention. There's only, to my understanding, two on Aaron Moore that's on retention, instead of having the full fire staff on retention and being paid and treated as the mainland. And by not having a roster in place, what could easily happen, and I know the majority of the fire staff, they're very committed and very able, but if they were all off the island for different reasons at the same time, it would mean that there'd be no response from the island service itself. And that is extremely concerning, and I think it could leave people's lives in danger.
And tomorrow there will be a rollout from the council for fire extinguishers and fire blankets for the residents. But you don't think this goes far enough?
What's been decided is that tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Gidore that there's going to be a demonstration given to those who turn up from the islands on how to use the blanket and how to use the fire extinguishers. And it's certainly urgent to see the homes on the islands being provided with this equipment. But again, there's a number of other questions. Who's going to deliver all these equipment to the houses? And to my understanding and through my conversations is that they haven't put anything in place. And what I'd be asking the council to do now is to treat again the fire staff on the islands equally as the mainland, pay the fire staff to get on with the work, and especially in relation to distributing this equipment.